ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So, this has been a few years since this happened, but to this day, I feel almost sick thinking about that night. When I was in my very early 20s, I lived in a very cheap and very crappy apartment block that was known for being extremely sketchy. There was this neighbor that always seemed to be listening to James Brown and Motown, so even though he seemed a bit off, I thought, how could he be that weird if he's just chilling to some old school music? I'd heard him blast his music and have louder conversations, but then again, we both had studio apartments that were touching, so I would just play music to not hear him so loudly. Now one night, he was drinking a lot and had his girlfriend around. You could hear him being belligerent, but nothing that seemed out of the ordinary for him, I suppose. It wasn't too late, so I headed out for the night with some friends while my boyfriend stayed in. I got dropped off at around 1 a.m. or so as we were driving into the parking lot from afar, and we saw my neighbor outside in between cars in the apartment, looking sort of odd. Okay, weird. Whatever, this guy is kind of just creepy anyways.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And at that point, my friends were more weirded out than I was, but I didn't think much of it and had them drop me off near the entrance because it was easier for them to leave. And that was until they drove away and I walked up to go into my apartment, which I had to pass him first. I swear my heart dropped because he was standing still by then with his body hidden by the bush that is between our apartments, like the funny Simpsons meme, but actually not funny whatsoever because as I approached, it seemed like he thought maybe I didn't see him because it was so dark out and he was still as a statue. I waved and mumbled hi because I freaking see you, and I'm not going to pretend that I don't at this point, so don't even try anything since no one was out in the weekday at this hour. And at that point, after acknowledging that he was there, he stepped out of the side of the bush and came into the dim porch light, and never in my life have I looked into eyes like that. And my heart is racing as I type this. They were widened, dark, fully dilated just like a wild animal, almost lunatic if I were to express his energy as well. He didn't say anything, but gave me a bone-chilling look and I ran into my apartment immediately. My boyfriend was drowsy since it was late, but he did say my neighbor's music was loud and continued for some time and he heard a ton of noise and arguing earlier but didn't think anything of it. And that night, all night we heard thumps and it sounded like furniture was moving. Now it just weirded me out knowing that he was awake in that state that I viewed him in, which seemed almost primal. The next morning, I heard the cops outside banging on his door and was partially relieved to see them, but then super scared of why they were there in the first place. They took him away in handcuffs shortly after demanding to be let in and asked me when was the last time I talked to or seen him, and I told him about that night, the arguing noises, frightening encounter, and thumping all night. What I found out during the next day will make my stomach turn forever. I was told by this groundskeeper, details I will keep simple since it was horrendous, that James Brown, listening neighbor, brutally murdered his girlfriend that night. Dismembered parts of her and dragged the rest of her body near the train tracks, which was directly behind our apartments. It hit me that the cold, primal, and wide-eyed look that I had seen in that man was that of a person who just took another human being's life in such a vicious and disgusting way. I felt so sad for this woman who didn't deserve to go like that. She was always quiet, sweet, and seemed a bit down on her luck, usually asking for cigarettes when I encountered her. And to this day, my stomach still turns thinking about how close I was to death, quite literally, and how he could have ambushed me out of insanity since he was just waiting in the darkness when I walked up. Basically, to all of you who follow their intuition and gut feeling, listen to it. If you have a bad feeling about someone, even if they seem harmless, stay a safe distance the hell away from them. I moved into a different apartment right after because it was just too much thinking about what had happened. That neighbor went to jail and I saw his booking photo. So damn scary to see him again. And I just hope that he's staying in jail, where he belongs. I'm a recent subscriber from Germany, and this is a story that happened many years ago in my hometown. It's quite an old story, but it's something that you can most certainly verify via news stories, because this was a very famous story in Germany at the time of its occurrence. And so a few houses down from me in the street where I grew up, there was this old guy who lived with his wife and dog in a big detached house. He was a bit of a shut-in, as you might say, and I never saw him talking to anyone. And the only reason you ever saw him leave his house was just to go walk his dog. We lived on the same street in peace for the longest time, and although he seemed very antisocial, everything appeared to be regular. Then one day, things started to go downhill. At some point, people started to notice how the car belonging to the man's wife was no longer in the driveway, and then later on, it was confirmed that she had divorced him and moved away. This was only discovered because the lady's former work colleague just so happened to have bumped into a neighbor, so it took 2 weeks for people to realize that she was gone for good. We were sad for him, but it is a fact of life that marriages do fall apart, and he seemed to be acting like his usual self, so no alarms were raised. One morning, sometime later, I left my house at the usual time to catch the school bus. Our street is relatively quiet, and normally there isn't much stuff going on, but on this particular morning, things were looking very different. There were a few neighbors on the street, and my parents said that there's something wrong with the old guy, which lived on the end of the street, but nothing specific was known at that time. Everyone seemed very worried because apparently he'd gotten into an argument with someone while walking his dog, and this neighbor was shocked that he was even talking to them, so when the man started screaming about something, people were shocked enough to come out of their houses to see what was going on. You can just imagine, this man has not talked to anyone for quite literally years, and then all of a sudden he decides to begin screaming in the street, and it made for quite a spectacle.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I wanted to stay and see what was going on, but my mother and father insisted that I make my way to school and avoid being late. And so off I went, and for the whole day, I thought about it every so often. I wasn't obsessed, but I was curious to see if the man had been arrested or taken away, or if there'd been any further confrontations. I was actually quite excited to hear from my mother and father what had happened, but to think of that feeling now makes me feel a deep shame in myself, because what I arrived home to was not entertaining. As I returned and exited the bus at the bus stop, I saw that the whole street was completely blocked off and evacuated. Police cars and officers were everywhere, and even a SWAT team was there. I had no idea what was going on, so I rushed to the house, met with my parents, and they explained to me that the old guy tried to destroy the entire street in some kind of manic episode. He flooded his entire basement with gas and had an improvised bomb in his garden shed, which was essentially a big pile of propane gas tanks tied together. A timer clock and a toaster served as the fuse mechanism for both the bomb and the basement, and the whole thing was rigged to explode between 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning, with a smaller version of this explosive being placed in the recycling bin of the neighbors directly next to him. Before the old man triggered the bomb, he wrecked the entire interior of his house by smashing and breaking everything. He then went to the garage and carried on the destruction, which is strangely how he got caught. A neighbor then heard all the noise and became suspicious. He looked through the garage window, and the fumes were so strong that he noticed the distinctive smell of gasoline. He broke the door to enter the house and discovered the mess the old guy had created. And that's what started the so-called argument that everyone had heard that morning. The neighbor immediately called the cops after the screaming had finished, and that's when everyone was waiting outside. But right at the same time my parents scolded me and told me to hurry along to school, our neighbor was trying his best to activate the explosive devices and blow us all to kingdom come, as they say. The bomb squad from the city police force later said it was a miracle that the device did not detonate. It was well put together, with the only parts that were suboptimal being the timer and detonator. If our neighbor had taken just a little more care when putting together these two aspects of his device, I would most certainly not be around to write this to you. The police arrived not long after I departed, and after gaining entry to the home, they arrested the man before he could correct his mistakes and detonate the device. And for a while, it looked like we were going to have to stay in a hotel overnight, but the bomb squad managed to remove the device around an hour after I arrived home from school, and we were able to re-enter our houses once the police truck had departed. I heard that after he was arrested, the man was deemed unfit to stand trial and basically went straight from the courtroom to a psychiatric hospital where he has remained ever since. From what I understand, he is very unlikely to ever be discharged, as his psychological condition has not improved and he still harbors a very deep hatred of the world around him. This is a real story that has absolutely traumatized my boyfriend and I. Just over 2 years ago, I moved to the UK to study at Leeds University. I always wanted to go there and get away from my parents, as the situation at home was beginning to become too toxic for me, and so moving away to study seemed like an ideal solution. During my first year at university, I moved into student accommodation and met some really nice people. It was a good year, one in which I met my boyfriend, and I greatly enjoyed my time away from my family and discovering what independence really meant. As second year came by, I decided with some friends to move into a house rented by student accommodations. It wasn't as nice as the university accommodations, but at least we had our own house and weren't restricted as much with noise, which meant that we could throw parties and all of that. I had a ground floor room, and my window gave into a small backyard in which I could go smoke every day, as I am a smoker, and in which there would be a very thin wooden door giving into the other side of the street where you would put your bins. The door could only be closed and locked from inside the backyard, but since it was an old door, we had to attach some strings to keep it closed for good. I had neighbors on each side of the house, so we were surrounded by families and some other student accommodations. The neighbors on the right of us were five boys who looked way over the age of being in university, and they seemed very strange, and at one point I happened to run into one of them outside of our house one day because of a police intervention. He said one of his flatmates attacked him and the others with a kitchen knife, and afterwards had tried to burn the kitchen down. I heard some screams, and so I went outside with my flatmates and saw one of them. He was covered in blood and cuts, with many on his arm, and a wound on his head inflicted by the kitchen knife. My flatmates and I didn't know what to do, so we offered him our help to clean himself up, and then gave him an old t-shirt to change out of his bloody clothes. We then saw the guy who hurt his flatmates being escorted out by police and into a van, presumably after being arrested for attacking his flatmates. I don't know anything more about the story, and the police didn't really tell us anything either. But anyway, the guy who we helped was quite weird. He said a lot of BS and kept trying to flirt with me, but I didn't really care in the moment, as we just wanted to make sure that he was okay, because seeing him in such a sorry state was very shocking. And after some time had passed, I would be coming back home from uni and see him quite often in the street. I never said a word to him, but he'd always be looking at me. One day, he came up to me in the street while I went to the corner shop and started talking to me weirdly, in such a way that I really didn't feel comfortable. I told him I was too busy to talk to him in the street, and he replied, "Oh, that's okay. I'll just wait for you at the front of the house then."
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
We can get to know each other better when you come back. And needless to say, I was exceptionally creeped out by this. I bought my drink at the shop and headed back to my street, and as I turned onto the street where my house was, I saw him with his flatmate sitting on my doorstep, waiting for me. And I panicked. I went back next to the corner shop and called my only guy flatmate to ask him to open the door and tell those guys to go away. But Sod's Law applied in this case, as the English might say. And not only was he not home when he answered my call, but no one else was either. I literally waited for an hour walking up and down the high street before I went back to check if the coast was clear. And then when I saw that it was, I sprinted back home and locked the front door. After this already pretty scary encounter, I just tried to avoid the guy and mostly succeeded for a while. But then one day, as I went smoking in the backyard, I noticed that the wooden door, which is always closed, was open, and the strings that we put there to keep it closed were cut off. For whatever reason, I didn't think anything of it and just closed the door again and put a new string on it, thinking it was one of my flatmates who took the bins out and just didn't tie it back. The weird neighbors would very often scream and yell and fight in their house, and it would wake me and my flatmates up in the middle of the night, but we kind of got used to it after a while. But one evening, my boyfriend slept over like he usually did, and he, who usually never ever wakes up because of a noise, woke up in the middle of the night because of a bang and some whispering. I was sound asleep, so he very silently woke me up, and we both just waited in the dark and listened for any noises. Suddenly we heard the wooden door just bang, just shot open in some footsteps next to my window. I always had my window open because it would get really warm inside, so we both just froze there. And then we heard the door leading to the backyard get shaken softly as if they were trying to get inside, and then they stopped. Luckily, we had the curtains closed so they couldn't see us, but we were ready to get dressed and get the F out of that room and lock them in if they came in from the window. Then we just heard my window move and get more open, and one of the guys saying something in a different language that we didn't understand, and started to hear them trying to get in. My boyfriend and I just shot up out of bed, took my phone and put clothes on, and ran out of the room and out of the house. I then called my flatmates and told them to lock themselves in their rooms, and then the police, very luckily, came in less than 5 minutes, as the headquarters were a couple of streets down from us. I don't remember anything after the police came. I think my boyfriend and I were in shock. They ended up catching one guy, The other fled and was later found a few streets up smoking weed. The police told us that they went inside their house and found a lot of cocaine and heroin, and that they were carrying a massive kitchen knife with them. I was so confused, as I had never done anything to offend or do anything wrong to my neighbors, so the idea of them breaking in with God knows what intentions with a kitchen knife terrorized me and my boyfriend. The two guys ended up being arrested, and one of them was put in prison for 2 years for carrying a weapon with intention to harm. I never heard anything else from the police, and I moved back home a few months later as I was so scared, and it tormented me for months on end, not knowing what would have happened if my boyfriend didn't wake up. I'm now still coping with it and finding it really tough to get over it, of always asking myself, what if, and what would have happened. I now very often wake up because of the slightest noise and get horrible nightmares because of it, but hey, at least I'm still with my boyfriend and we often talk about it, which does help me a lot. This account pertains to my current upstairs neighbor. He disappears for weeks at a time, and then will suddenly hear what sounds like a slaughterhouse happening at 11 p.m. on a weeknight, announcing that he's now home. There's been a lot of things that have happened, but the top two that pretty much sum up everything you need to know about just how creepy this guy is this. One day, I was bringing up groceries and he offered to help. I told him thank you and assumed that he would just take the bags to the second floor landing, place them outside the door, and then continue up to his apartment, like our other neighbor who has done this exact thing before. He follows me back out to my car and then stands about 4 inches behind me as I lean into the trunk of my car to get the last two bags. He takes all of the bags and then walks upstairs. As I finish saying the, "Oh, thank you, you really didn't have to do that," lines and unlock my door, he goes, "Oh, it's no problem. I know your old man leaves for work early and you're home alone." I barely open the door enough to walk into my apartment before I can turn around, and he's walked in. He opened up my fridge and puts the milk in, and he starts looking around our apartment and into our bedroom. And now, just for context of why I didn't flip out and start screaming, it was 8 in the morning and the two other people who live in our building were gone, so literally no one would have heard me. He's probably 6'2 and I'm 5'5 if I have on some thick shoes, and I say, "Okay, thanks for the help, I'll see you around." And he continues to dig through the fridge and looking towards my bed. Then he turns and starts stepping towards me, and then he realizes that I have a very large butcher knife 4 inches away from my hand, and then he chooses to leave. I call my husband, who is at work an hour away, crying, and tell him what just happened. That night he goes to confront the guy, and he won't answer the door. And so my husband goes up the next day, and the guy breaks down crying, and tells my husband he doesn't remember anything, and he's so sorry, and he was just trying to be very neighborly. And my husband just tells him, "My wife's a tough girl, and she can carry the groceries up herself." Sometime later, we woke up one night hearing someone yelling and screaming outside. When we look out our living room window, we see the upstairs creeper with blood streaming down his face. He could barely stand, screaming at the police, "I'm not going to the damn hospital." Apparently, he had gotten into a fight at the pool hall down the street with 4 or 5 other guys and gotten his ass kicked. Eventually, the cops got a hold of him and took him to the hospital in cuffs. And the next morning, I went to go get groceries alone, and my husband didn't have to work that day. When I came home, he was standing outside smoking a cigarette, and you could tell that he was still messed up from whatever he was on the night before. This time, he walked straight up to the car and acted like he was waiting for me to get out, but he stood by the trunk. This was also the first time that I had seen him since the initial incident that he could have thought my husband wasn't home. I called my husband, and when he saw that I was on the phone and heard my husband coming down the stairs to the building, he took off running around the corner. My husband took me to the store that day and got me a gun. And now anytime he sees me alone, he just stares, but if my husband's around, he acts like he doesn't even see us. Now I know this might come across as a sort of dumb idiot just whining about her antisocial neighbors, but sometimes I get really scared being here whenever my husband isn't around, and since writing all of this down has made me feel just a little bit less alone, I guess it was worth it. From the ages of around 6 to 11, my family and I lived in a very rough neighborhood. One night it was just my mom, myself, and my two siblings at home. My dad used to drive truck for a living, which obviously meant that he was away an awful lot, meaning a lot of the time it was just our mom taking care of us. That night at around midnight, someone started ringing our apartment's buzzer. My mom woke up and went to the little intercom to ask who it was, and no one answered. She thought that maybe it was some kids playing ding-dong-ditch or something juvenile like that, so instead of being scared, she was just annoyed as she went back to bed. But then about 30 minutes later, someone starts buzzing for a second time. Mom gets up again and peers through the side window to see if she can spot anyone out there, but she can't see a single living soul. And that's when she started to freak out. She goes back to the room and grabs my dad's gun, and then sits in the living room in the dark, just waiting for someone to try and break in. After God knows how long, there was another buzz. This time, Mom said she very calmly explained that if they carried on harassing us, she was going to call the cops, and if they tried to break in, she would shoot them. Again, there was no response, so she went back to the window to see if she could spot anyone, and that time, she did. She said that there were three guys out there, faces covered, all looking up at the window, all looking right at her. Mom said she rushed to call the cops, all the while me and my two siblings were asleep in our bedroom. No one tried to break in right away, but my mom had to wait for an hour for the cops to finally show up, and when they did, they buzzed our buzzer, causing her to freak out one more time, thinking that the masked men were outside again. Thankfully, it was the cops, and she invited them up to do a quick look and around the outside of the apartment building to make sure no one was hanging around. After their search, they tell my mom that they had found a piece of barbed wire about 4 feet long next to the front door and asked if it belonged to my mom. She said that it wasn't hers and asked why. The cop then told her that there was a chance that it belonged to whoever was knocking at the door. Mom asked if they thought the people were planning on using it, and although they assured her that there was no way of knowing that, she's convinced to this day that they were planning on torturing us. However, what the cops did confirm is that she was very smart not to open the door to see who was there, otherwise it could have cost her life. They also said that they'd patrol the neighborhood until morning and do a thorough investigation once there was daylight. And later on that morning, once my siblings and I were at school, they called back to talk to her about something. They said that when they were searching around the house, they found footprints leading around to the back of the home, leading up to my bedroom window. You see, our apartment was on the second floor, so scarily accessible to anyone with a fairly long ladder. They also found nicks in the window sill where the person, or persons, were trying to pry open the window to break in, but failed. My mom always suspected that one of our neighbors had been involved, because he would always stare very creepily at my mom whenever they crossed paths. He also knew when my dad wasn't home, since he knows what vehicle he drives. Mom said that was the final straw of wanting to get the hell out of that place. And as soon as my dad came home, she gave him a very strong ultimatum. Find us someplace else to live, or she was leaving him and taking us kids with her.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And so within 6 months, we were living somewhere else, and I celebrated my 12th birthday someplace where she actually felt safe, and not in a neighborhood where she felt like she needed to sleep with one eye open.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.